reason to be scared.
What up, Vancouver? What's up, UBC? Welcome to the show. This is a hot mess. Hope everybody's doing good out there. It's a beautiful Friday. It's like almost 6:15, but we're getting the show on the road.
Yeah.
I'm here with the awesome Jason Awesome, Ready Eddie.
Hello!
Unfortunately, Sam's not in the studio today, DJ Blontron, so we have the wonderful DJ Baz stepping in for to take over
Arnold
on the ones
Zane
and twos.
Is in the house.
Yeah, that's right.
He's going to be rocking the turntables for the next hour and a half, approximately. The song you just heard there was Walter Migo from the album Voyager. The song's called Forever.
It was good.
I think we all know that he is probably one of the coolest new acts out. I don't even know. I know nothing about him, but I'm looking at the cover of the CD right now, and it's actually making me kind of feel a little bit funny in my pants. That's how much I love this that track we just heard.
Something else.
Pants funny.
Something else made you feel funny in your pants today, didn't it? I think you got a schoner.
Yeah. A boner over Arnold Sane's shoes.
I call it a schoner.
Oh, yeah. Baz has got the craziest high tops on right now. They're gold and they're shiny. It's like staring into the heart of the sun.
The tongues go halfway up his shin.
Yeah.
It's craziness.
So I got a shoe-induced boner. It's called a schoner.
So how's it going, guys? How you guys been? You have a good week?
Yeah, it was good, man.
Ed went to Janet Jackson.
I did. I saw Miss Jackson, the nasty one. It was a good show. The dude, whoever you are, who got brought up on stage and like got seduced by Janet, hilarious, man. Like licking her face, like it was fantastic.
Was she wearing duct tape on her nipples?
No, she was wearing a lot of clothes. I was a little disappointed about how many clothing items she was like. She was fully covered. I think she was hiding a few flaws, but give her the full tour, and then she'll be back in hot Janet shape. She is 42 years old.
Well, she was looking a little heavy.
little bootylicious, a little junk in the trunk.
That's all right, man.
I don't Holy shit, church. I just realized that we're all wearing our sunglasses in the studio like a bunch of cool douches.
Yeah.
But here's that, and that's an oxymoron,
that,
by the way.
What'd that lady say? We looked like the guys from...
My new friend who walked past us and said that we looked like we were in Eagles of Death Metal video.
Was her name Shiraz?
I like a fine wine.
Yes. So, it's been a good week. We have a pretty interesting show coming up. We got an interview with Creature, a band out of Montreal. They're super awesome. Like them a lot. We're going to get into some entertainment news. And we might do some acting on the show from one of Jason Awesome's favorite movies of all time.
That's right. It's a segment called My Favorite Movie. I don't give a shit if you like it or not. We're going to do it anyway.
Because we like that here on Hot Mess. So what do you think? You guys want to hear some tracks, some tunes?
Yeah, I don't know.
If
music.
Hey, Baz.
Are you ready for this, buddy?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can you take us away?
All right, let's get into some tunes from DJ Ernal Sane. Recognize.
Yeah.
We'll
No, my mother's belly and I'm starting to kick. No, my mother's belly and I'm starting to kick. No, my mother's belly and I'm starting to kick. No, I'm just in the womb and I'm making a set. Squeeze through the womb, 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 womb,
womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb,
womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, womb, Dude, it means that we've
dead.
Got yeah so from the alive. Drums of
the
death.
Drums of death, dude.
No, I feel like everything inside me is like fired up.
The, they should shoot a video for
waking
that track.
The dead.
They should shoot a video for that track in an insane asylum.
Dude, it's so crazy up here right now. Usually when we get here to do our radio show at like 5, it's dead up here. But school is back. There's people everywhere.
Yeah.
If y'all out here in UBC are listening to the show, give us a call. We're going to have open
Hello.
Phones for the whole time. So
what's
you guys
that number?
Are out
what's
there.
That number?
604-822-3127. That's
oh,
right. Sexy
that's the
beast.
One. And
can I do something right now?
Well, yeah.
What are you doing?
If you're going to plug our blog, you can totally do
Please
that, too.
Do it.
I'm
well,
not going to be mad at you.
Our blog is hotmess.org, but can I do something right now?
You do
can.
Something.
Baby, if you've ever wondered.
Oh, wait. Let me turn down the bed
wondered
so we can focus on you.
What happened became of me. I don't know if that's the right line there. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati.
Woo!
Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. Shut up, everyone. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe things could be once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Tear.
Lovely. I was a huge fan of the show. Why do you think I want to be on radio? Come on.
I don't think I've ever seen that show
Dude,
in my
it's
life.
It's phenomenally fantastic. It's all about a radio station.
Is it
WKRP.
As fantastic as LL Cool J's new album? Because I hear that is surprisingly the shiz.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, I think I may have a couple of clips of some tracks. This one features Richie Sambora. Who knew that LL Cool J and Richie Sambora would ever partner up? So you guys want to hear a little taste of LL?
This is like an appetizer.
I do.
Yeah?
I want to hear it.
All right, let's set it up here. Okay, hold, give me 1 second. Whoa. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Crank that shit.
Sounds like John Bon. This sounds like John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, the
LL Cool
box.
J, yo.
My Elvis on.
LL Cool J, cool it. You're getting crazy on us.
No, 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 no. I actually don't like this track. I'm not going to lie to you. I like the opening track that I heard.
Yeah, play the opening track.
Well, I may not have the opening track, but I do have one more track, so let me put it on for you guys.
That was a little bit weird.
Yeah, it was
kind of odd. This one's called Cry. It's featuring Lil Mo.
It was like Chromeo meets LL Cool J.
Cry, featuring Lil Mo. Hush now.
Hush now.
No, no, no. No.
Just hush now. Give it a minute. People, there's one more in here. I got it.
Oh, wait.
Here it comes.
Okay.
Jay, you told me this album was off the hook.
I didn't hear this track. I heard the opening track, which reminded me of Mama Said Knock You Out.
Oh, yeah. You said he was going back to the roots.
Yeah, he was. Okay, shut this shit off. This is freaking me out.
This is so not. This is so not hot mess material
anyway,
right now.
Anyway.
Hey, what a weird retro boogie 70s dance freak. I don't know if I should grow an afro and go buy some fucking platform shoes and put goldfish in the heels. I don't know what's going on there.
But Richie,
I am not
Richie Sambora hit it down 1983
in
1970s Brooklyn. You aren't a pimp, but you do have snakeskin Adidas, which is kind of pimp.
Yeah.
And you know what? His buttons on his shirt match his shirt. So that's also pimp in my opinion.
Listen, I think we should talk about some entertainment news, because this LL Cool J thing just put a damper on my DJ Ernest Zane
track. There's this one track where he's yelling and screaming like he's going to fight people, and it's like old school LL Cool J. Anyways.
You know what? LL Cool J needs to come out with a workout video. You know? Have you ever seen him in concert?
Yeah.
He's pretty awesome, actually. He gets like every woman up on stage, he grinds with like all the 300-pound women out there.
Like Nerd did at
Pemberton. And like pours, constantly is pouring water all over his abs. And then he like wipes himself down with a towel that he like throws out to the ladies in the crowd. It's hilarious.
Okay, so basically going to see LL Cool J is like going to see the goddamn Chippendales dancers.
Yeah, it kind of is. But he's got that old school style. He's always like, you know, now everybody scream. He does that all throughout his concert. Yeah. It's really great.
Do you want to, speaking of hip hop, you want to hear some entertainment?
Yes, I do. I really do.
So, it's kind of everywhere, and if you don't know, I don't know where you've been, but Kanye went to jail. Kanye, according to police, Kanye West and his manager, bodyguard, some dude named Crowley. We're waiting for a flight to Honolulu. Some paparazzi was hanging out. Big surprise. They didn't like whatever the dude was doing, and they bashed his shit. So his stuff was damaged.
Dude,
but
wait a minute. What you just said didn't make any sense. Kanye West and his buddy?
Yeah, bashed the paparazzi's camera. Not him, just the camera. The guy didn't get hurt. And so he was taken to jail, blah, blah, blah. He got out of jail, and right after getting out of jail, Kanye West says... on his blog, I might add, "I'm cool with the paparazzi," he writes after an altercation with the photographer. "Just this guy wasn't cool." So I guess he's okay with it. I don't know. He's being charged with damage of property, but not like injury to anybody. And he's just living his life. He's now in Honolulu. So there you go. Kanye West went to jail. It was kind of not that exciting, but everyone's talking about it. It's a big deal. What else? MTV.com is saying that Beyonce's new LP, it's going to feature Justin Timberlake, and that's in the studio right now.
Yeah, they just did a bunch of stuff together.
Yeah,
on the,
they got two tracks. It's called If I Were a Boy and Single Ladies, which will be released.
If I Were a Carpenter.
Ahead of time.
And You Were My Lady.
Before the album is out in stores. What else is happening in Canada? Well, the Toronto International Film Festival just happened, and guess what? It was boring. Nothing happened. There was a lot of celebrities. They hung out. They drank some champagne. Oh, Lilo and Samantha Ronson, her soon-to-be wife, you know, had some dinner at the Ultra Supper Club. Woohoo! Go Canada!
Who wears the pants and who wears the dress?
I think it's going to be Samantha Ronson is the one that wears the pants. Now, the other thing that people are talking about, and I know it's old news, but I just think it's really, really funny, was this catfight between Elton John and Lily Allen. Have you guys heard
what?
About it?
No.
Yeah, well, let's play a little clip of it here. Just give me one second.
Oh, Ed, you're pretty good.
Yeah, I try. So here's the clip of them. It was, they were presenting the UK GQ Awards.
Check out Lily sipping from her champagne glass. Well, apparently Elton saw it too, and he didn't like it.
We reached a very special point in the evening.
Are you going to have another drink?
Fuck off, Elton. You know what? I'm 40 years younger than you. I got my whole life ahead of me.
I could still snort you under the table.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. She doesn't know what they're talking about because she doesn't even know what to say back to
but
that.
Were they just like having fun or was he seriously pissed off?
Oh, I think
it sounded like he was having a good time.
He was a little pissed, but he was also like, she's slurring her words, man. Come on.
I could snort you under the table.
He can't. Elton John was the biggest cokehead in the 70s.
Of course.
Of all time.
Gosh. Of course he was. All right, well, I got a couple of things you guys should go check out this weekend. Any of you who are into stretching, you want to go check out some free outdoor yoga. That's right. It's all levels for everybody. It's happening on September 13th, which is tomorrow, I think, at 9 a.m. at English Bay. Bring your donation to Doctors Without Borders. As well, for all you pop culture junkies out there, there's a pop culture collectible fair where you can buy comics, music, video games, toys, everything you want. Matt, I know you're going to be there buying your comic books.
Wait a minute.
From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Croatian Cultural Center. So make sure you go check out those super sweet, hot and messy events.
Would you go to those? Would you go to either of those things?
I may go to the yoga. I wouldn't go to the pop culture fair, but Matt might go get the comic books.
Are you going to go to the comic book thing?
I guess.
I would go to the comic book
It's kitschy collectibles. Why not?
To buy the Watchmen.
There you go.
Have you guys seen the
Yeah, the movie's going to be freaking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good graphic novel.
My eyes
novel.
Are
you
bleeding right now in anticipation of seeing it.
I just threw up in my
out
mouth.
Of my face.
You chirped a little bit.
Let's play some music.
Let's do it.
Hey, Arnold Sain, are you ready to play some more crazy ass beats?
Yeah. Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. on the house. The house. The house. The house.
Mistura os crédito com tambuzão.
Yep, that was Ernest Sane kicking it down on the ones and twos here on Hot Mess 101.9. Sexy and delicious at the same time, I have to say. That sound was great. Now, speaking of music, Matt, you spoke to some peeps.
Yeah, just like a couple days ago, we were up in UBC, and this band called Creature from Montreal was playing a couple shows out here. They played the Pit Pub, and they also did like an outdoor concert on a nice sunny day. They're awesome. I really like them. I love everything that they stand for. They're not one of those, like, you know how every band, why does every band have like their photos and they're all like brooding and like posing?
Because they're posers.
You know, they look like they're really tough. These guys are like jumping up in the air, wearing lots of bright clothes, and like they're all about having a good time. And
I love
like
everything about
having
Montreal.
Having a good sense of humor. And yeah, they're from Montreal, which is dope. So let's check out the interview. I thought it was kind of good.
So the album has been out for 6 months, no sleep at all. What's keeping you guys from sleeping?
All the fun we're having, really. All the fun, all the music we're playing. Just having a great time promoting this record and trying to get the party started everywhere we go.
Are there any surprises, stuff that you didn't anticipate? You're like, whoa.
Definitely interest from France was really, really nice because that happened really early on, and we're going over to France right now, and I think we're going to like really explode out in the European market. Mm. That was really exciting. And then number two for me is being able to get dancers on stage at some of our shows. That's hot.
That's awesome. What about
me?
You?
It was the limos and the strippers. I thought that was just a fantasy, but that actually happened.
That's really.
As soon as you play some shows, I was like, okay, here's your limos, here's a stripper, here's a bottle of Jack, throw this TV out the hotel window, and like.
You guys seem so comfortable with what you're doing already. Is there anything that you get nervous about when you're going out on tour? Do you guys get nervous before shows?
Definitely, like, sometimes accidents happen. Like, one time my skirt fell right down to my pants and I was wearing granny beige tights underneath.
Oh!
And I had to just kick off the skirt and be like, I'm wearing granny beige tights! So I'm always nervous for little wardrobe mishaps. It started out like when we started jamming, we played a lot of serious songs when we first got together, and then just the four of us, the chemistry, you know, Kim would like start rapping and be like, wah, rah, 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 and we'd be like, it's a chicken rap, and like, you know, and we would just always have fun in the space, in the jam space,
And
so it just, that's what we are, you know?
So you guys kind of maybe started out as like, okay, we're going to be this serious band, and then you got together and we're like, wait a minute, we're all awesome, and we're having a great time.
Actually, I was writing a lot of songs at home, so I had a quiet apartment, so I had to be quiet and kind of like chill with my acoustic guitar, so I'd bring them in and I'd be like, let's play this one.
Yeah.
And we'd try it out, we'd play, be like, yeah, it's pretty good. And they'd be like, hey, let's fool around. Then we'd fool around and be like, woo, yeah! And we'd write a song that way and be like, I think that second song's working a little bit better than that first one, Kim. We'll do that later, side project.
So is it important now that you guys have kind of found that to sort of, when you're making a song, like, it's gotta make you wanna move, because all your songs are really upbeat, they make you kinda wanna dance and get up and have a good time. Is that something that you really try to achieve with every song?
No, I think the number one achievement is something that people can hold on to. Like, writing a catchy melody is so hard, and it takes a lot of craft, and I think that's the most important for me, is a hook, you know?
Yeah. Now, I've interviewed a lot of bands who have been around for like 10, 15 years, and the whole internet thing came in and has changed the way, you know, the music industry is happening. You guys have been kind of coming up in that time. Has that affected how you guys do things, the internet, and has the internet helped you guys?
It's a double-edged sword, you know, like the internet is obviously an amazing tool to reach people all over the world, and, you know, people, through the internet have found us, like, in Mexico or in Chile, and it's kind of crazy, you know, like, I mean, it's, you know, the business is changing. It can be a little bit scary when you think about it sometimes, so, but, I don't know, we're just kind of doing our thing and hoping we can make a couple of bucks.
Yeah.
So we can live. Because, you know, we're sleeping in the limo right now. We don't have enough room for the hotel. We got the strippers cooking breakfast. You know, it's a team effort. We're working together. Soon, we'll be able to, I don't know, we'll be able to do something.
One little helpful tool that the internet, like, was definitely number one in helping us get was we played Gay Pride Toronto, and then some guy wrote us and was like, I want to come see you. When are you guys playing New York City? I'm from New York City. We're like, oh, yeah, we'll be there. Da, 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 da. We played New York last weekend. And he's like, I'm going to bring my friend. And so then we're in the middle of our show, and Kim's like, Deborah Harry's here. Deborah Harry from Blondie came to see us.
Oh, my God.
Because that guy at Gay Pride was like, you got to see this band I saw in Toronto. And
that's crazy.
If it weren't for the internet, he wouldn't have known that we were playing.
Did you get to meet her?
Yes. Yeah. She came up to us, and she shook her hand.
No
and she
way.
Was like, good job, good luck. And we were like,
oh, my God.
I unfortunately met her right before going on stage. Because these guys went on stage. I was like, guys, I'm just going to get a glass of water. So I went to the bar. And then the guy was there. He's like, hey, meet my friend, Debbie. I was like, hey, Debbie. Hey, man. You're blind there. Oh, my God. And then they're like, Kim, get on stage. And I was like, I gotta go. Then I ran on stage. And I was like, oh, my God. Blondie's here watching me now. Oh, my God. Fresh air.
Last but not least, life without music is...
shit.
No life at all.
There you go. Thank you very much, Kim, Calvella. Hey,
yeah, so that was Creature.
Holy smokes. Can I just say one thing?
What?
I want to hang out with those guys every day.
Yeah, they're really sweet.
Jack Daniels in a limo with strippers
and breakfast.
And Blondie. If you guys go to our blog, hotmess.org, I've got links to their website and their MySpace and stuff like that. And I'm going to put up the whole video of the interview up there. And yeah, they're really sweet. So if Creature is coming anywhere near you soon, check it out. We're going to play one of their tracks called Pop Culture Enjoy. At some point, enjoy it when it plays.
listening to Hot Mess, CITR 101.9 FM. Do you like that? Do you like it a lot? Good, I'm glad.
Yes, I did. Creature's good. I think we have a caller from somebody who's...
We have a car?
We have a car. We have a caller.
Who's on the phone?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Sam.
How are you, boys?
Wait a minute. Who is this?
It's DJ Blantron.
Where are you?
I am in California with my lovely boyfriend.
What are you doing?
Well, Brian just bought a car, and we're about to go see Righteous Kill. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, doing it again.
Are you seriously going to see that movie?
Yes, we are.
In California, you bought a car, and you're going to see a movie.
Call me when it's done and tell me how bad it was.
Why? You really think it's going to be bad?
Yes, that's going to be the worst movie.
What is for you, my friend, H-E-A-T. Have you never seen it?
I don't know, man. You know what, Sam? This is how your conversation started. I'm in California. We bought a car. I was fully expecting you to say something like, we are robbing a bank right now and heading to the freaking Mexican border.
And what about
like Bonnie and Clyde style shit. But then you're like, we bought a car. We're on the lam to go see a movie.
And what about your like ice cream, yogurt, frozy treats that you talk about? Have you had those yet?
Oh, my goodness. Pinkberry. Haven't been there yet. Pretty excited, though. But I have been doing some of my San Diego favorites. We were just in La Jolla. Had my favorite sushi, you know, chilling out. It's beautiful.
Oh, man.
I was in San Diego.
Oh, I had an In-N-Out burger for the first time today.
Aren't they the best?
In-N-Out.
They toast the bun.
They're delicious.
Yeah. It's so good.
Delicious. Brian knows how to order it top seek style. He is all...
They got the language.
There's all kinds of...
It's a very simple menu, but he's, you know, a seasoned pro.
You can get the monster burger.
I love toasted buns.
Double protein style.
Yeah.
And it came wrapped in lettuce.
Yeah, protein style is pretty crazy, though. That's got to be...
It was delicious.
That's a messy burger, though, isn't it?
It was a messy burger. It was a hot mess.
So when I was in San Diego, I went on one of those aircraft carriers because obviously it's like a huge Navy town, right?
Yeah.
And they told me that the bar where Tom Cruise and them play piano in Top Gun, which is the Top Gun bar, just burnt down.
It just burnt down? Really?
Yeah. Everyone was all choked about it.
That sucks because I haven't seen it. It's really close to that aircraft carrier.
Right? And also Goose is dead.
Goose is dead. That's
not. Yeah, Goose is still dead. Nothing's changed.
So what's the update on the Navy SEAL? Is he doing training right now, or is he on leave, or what's the deal?
No, he's just getting taken care of by his Canadian girlfriend.
Has he killed anyone in the past 15 minutes?
He hasn't.
How about now?
Questionable.
Oh.
He's got a crazy look in his eyes.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
What's going down? Do the United States still suck?
Is Sarah Palin in charge of everything now? Like, what's going on?
Oh.
It's awesome here. It's beautiful. I'm loving it.
It's wicked. Probably
Do you
want
to say hi to Baz?
I do want to say hi to Baz.
Hey, Sam.
Hi, Baz. How are you?
Dad, I can't really hear you. Sorry.
She just asked how you are.
Oh, I'm great. I miss you.
Baz is rocking the decks.
Thanks for covering all the tunes. You rule.
He's rocking it.
And he's going to be playing at the Lamplighter tonight, so if anybody's going to be downtown, go by there because it's going to kick ass.
Awesome night there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Sam...
Have fun. I miss you guys.
Yeah. We miss you, too. Have fun in San Diego.
Yeah.
I will. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, that's right.
The Hot Mess crew travels a lot.
Yeah, man.
International.
I'm the only one that hasn't called in from somewhere foreign. How lame am I?
We're people
Sad
of leisure.
We're starting a band called Jet Set Bitches.
Yeah. Jay.
What's up?
What's your favorite movie of the moment?
Yeah, let's do this thing.
All right.
I love Spaceballs like most people like cottage cheese.
Are you ready?
And I think it means a lot because most people like cottage cheese quite a bit. A little salt and pepper on that. Maybe some cucumber. Delicious.
High in protein.
All right. So for anyone... who's listening, this is the opening scene from Spaceballs, and Ed is playing Rico.
Who?
Matt is playing Colonel Sanders, and I'm your Dark Helmet. Let's rock.
Colonel Sanders!
What is it, Sergeant Rico?
You told me to let you know the moment Planet Druidia was in sight, sir.
So?
Planet Druidia is in sight, sir.
You're really a Spaceball, you know that, don't you?
Thank you, sir.
Have you notified Lord Helmet?
Yes, sir. I took the liberty. He's on his way.
I'll rise in the presence of Lord Helmet.
A doorway opens, revealing Dark Helmet. He resembles Darth Vader walking towards camera. He stops in front of the camera. He is having trouble breathing through his mask.
I can't breathe in this thing.
We're approaching Planet Duidia, sir.
Good. I'll call Spaceball City and notify President Scroob immediately.
I've already called him, sir. He knows everything.
What? You went over my helmet?
Well, not exactly over it, sir. More on the side. I always call you first. It'll never happen again. Never, never, ever.
Dark Helmet puts on the Schwartz ring.
Schwartz.
That's you, Rico. You're in trouble. You're about to get tasered.
Oh, shit. No. Please, no. No, not that. Ah!
Yes. That.
Wah!
Guards, take him away. Colonel Saunders.
Sir?
I don't see Planet Druidia. Where is it?
We don't have a visual contact yet, sir, but we do have it on the radar screen. Shall I punch it up for you?
Nah, never mind. I'll do it myself.
Very good, sir. Dark Helmet and Colonel Saunders walk towards the radar screen. Dark Helmet stops in front of the coffee maker.
What's the matter with this thing? What's all that churning and bubbling? You call that a radar screen?
No, sir. We call it Mr. Coffee. Care for some?
Yes. I always have coffee when I watch radar. You know that.
Of course I do, sir.
Everybody knows that.
Of course we do, sir.
Now that I have my coffee, I'm ready to watch radar. Where is it?
Right here, sir.
Switch to Teleview.
Radar changes to a picture of Planet Druidia.
There it is. Nice. Planet Druidia. And underneath the air shield, 10,000 years of fresh air. We must get through that air shield.
We will, sir. Once we kidnap the princess, we will force her father, King Roland, to give us the combination to the air shield, thereby destroying Planet Druidia and saving Planet Spaceballs.
Everybody got that? Good. When will the princess be married?
Within the hour, sir.
Well, I hope it's a long ceremony, because it's going to be a short honeymoon. This coffee.
Colonel Druid sits... Yeah.
Hot. Yeah. Too hot.
Spaceballs remix starring Reddy, Eddie, Handsome Anderson, and Jason
Awesome.
And
that's the opening scene of Spaceballs.
There you go.
Go watch the movie. May the Schwartz be with you always.
I really wish I could say that we were all drunk right now.
We're not.
Other key scenes.
The room does smell a little like booze, but
that's just coming out of our pores.
That's residual, yeah.
So,
you could probably squeeze my arm right now and get a couple shots out of it.
So I
wring it out in your mouth. I know you want to.
I want to talk to some people about underwear. But first, we're gonna. Listen
I think
to
we
some
need
music.
To play some music
so,
at some point.
So why don't
the show.
You guys call in while we're playing some music, and we'll ask you questions about your underwear and if you wear it.
Yeah.
Okay. Arnold, Sane, you ready to hit the tracks for us, dude?
I drunkenly brought over 3 pairs of underwear to my girlfriend's house last night.
Fantastic.
I don't know what that means, but
I don't know either.
A good thing.
I just grabbed a bunch of stuff in my apartment.
I'm assuming that means you're going to be spending some time there.
Yeah, I'm moving in 3 pairs of underwear at a time.
Where do you keep them? In the fork drawer?
And on that note, call us 604-822-CITR. Here's some tracks from Arnold Sane on Hot Mess.
Never been a trip by gangster. Yeah. No matter how good, I'm never drunk. No matter how good, I'm never drunk. Shut your mouth, old boy.
Shut your mouth, rude boy. That was burger style. Burger.
I'm hungry. I need a burger.
Madness.
Yes. Okay, boys. I've been going for some massages lately. It's been fun. But here's the question.
Cindy, thanks for the massage. that was an inside moment.
Whoa.
Dirty. Okay, boys, don't fight. Do you or do you not wear underwear? That's what I want to know.
Wait a minute. During a massage, you're confused about the underwear situation.
I've gone with and I've gone without. So what do you guys do? While we discuss, I want you guys to call in and let us know what you guys do. So 604-822-3127. Give us a call right now. But Handsome Anderson, what's the deal? Do you? I don't know. I'm confused.
I get a lot of massages, and I don't wear underwear because I like to get a bum massage.
Yeah.
While I'm at the masseuse.
I like my massages to have a happy ending.
And underwear just gets in the way of that.
Okay, no, we're talking like a serious, indeed, like, nice massage and no happy ending business.
What do you mean?
What do you mean serious, nice? Yeah, I get my massages on East Hastings.
a serious massage. I get my accountant.
I'll give a big shout out to Spa Ethos right now because I go there a lot and they take care of me and it's great spa.
I don't know what a serious massage is, though. That's like my accountant gives me a massage.
Like, you
that's
know,
what a serious massage
that's
is.
That's a serious massage.
When I'm going to do your taxes and I'm going to rub your neck.
You got to break the muscles out and shit, you know?
No. I do not wear underwear.
Underwear free.
It's kind of weird.
Jason Awesome?
I'm not wearing any underwear right now.
Wonderful.
So fantastic. What's your issue? You were like, okay, I'm getting ready for this massage. And then you were like...
Well, the masseuse goes, okay, get to, you know, take off whatever you feel comfortable.
I've never even had a masseuse tell me what to...
This conversation's slightly homoerotic. Well, it is. We're three guys sitting around talking about not wearing underwear and having massages.
Well, let's go to the
it's
phone lines.
It's a small room and
see what our callers have to say. Do we have any callers calling in? Oh, we don't. Nobody loves us right now.
You didn't even look at the phone lines
Jesus
before the
Christ.
Yeah, nobody's calling in. But you know what?
It's okay.
Screw them. Listen, people, if you're listening to this show and you like what you hear, call in to CITR and say, hey, we want more hot mess.
Oh, we do have a caller. We do have a caller. Let's go to the caller right now. Hold on. CITR, who's calling?
It's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
How's it going, team?
It's going good. So what's the deal? Do you wear underwear when you go for a massage?
No way. I like to be free underneath
the
sheet or the towel, whatever's being dropped on me.
I believe it was said best when it was said like this. The answers, my friend, are blowing in the wind.
That's correct.
Wow. Have you been listening to our tracks? What do you think of the show so far, buddy?
I love it, man. I love the tunes you guys are rocking, and it's always good. I pick you up every week.
Oh, awesome. Thanks,
man. I'm downloading your podcast as well.
Oh, cool. You got to come up here. We'll leave you some CDs as gifts.
And some tickets to Fast Life with Arnold Sane.
You know what you could do for us, though? You can start a revolt here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If they ever try and kick us off the air, I'm not saying it's going to happen. It just might happen. You need to make signs and picket out in front of CITR and go, bring back the hot mess, bring back the hot mess. Get a lot of sexy women to join you.
I think everyone should have a little bit of hot mess.
Man. That's the ticket.
I'm not trying to incite a riot here, but I kind of am. So, Mike, spread the word. Take it to the streets. Sing it from a mountaintop, Mike. Tell the people! Tell the people, Mike!
keep it live.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mike, for calling it.
Dude, come by the studio in the sub building at UBC. Cool. Come pick up your stuff.
Guys, keep rocking, man.
Thanks, peace. Mike. Peace.
Hello, CITR. This is Ready Eddie. What's going on?
Hi, I'm calling in to chat with you guys about underwear issue.
Okay, so this is a lovely lady. What's your name?
My name is Lucille.
Hi, Lucille.
Hi.
Lucille, what's your take?
What's your verdict?
Well, okay, so my girlfriend, what she does for a living is she waxes punani, basically. So she waxes girls. And what she does is she gives the girls disposable paper underwear to wear when they come in for the treatment. So, you know, I was thinking you guys could probably do, like, sort of a similar thing, like maybe like a Dixie cup. You know, those lines, because then it removes the whole underwear on, underwear off issue. It covers the necessities.
Lucille, listen, I like...
Disposable.
Right. The whole Dixie cup, like, listen, first of all, you don't want to know what's going to happen should we have to unfurl the beasts here. But the Dixie... The Dixie cup's not going to cover it. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking zucchini wrapped in tinfoil.
Zucchini wrapped in tinfoil. Oh, my God.
So, other than that, though, I do like... I'm thinking right now I'm going to go grab a bunch of toilet paper and duct tape some shorts together out of it and wear them down to the next massage parlor I go to.
I don't think you need the shorts, though. I think what she's saying is you just maybe need some sort of penis covering. Maybe you don't need to have the full short.
Right.
Yeah, I think, you know, just the cup. Enough.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would refuse you treatment.
I can't.
But you could try it.
I can't believe they have paper disposable underwear for waxing. That's such
weird.
A world that I really don't know anything about.
Lucille, we all think you're really neat. Thanks for saying punani on our show.
No problem. My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Lucille.
Yeah, and come up and get some CDs and stuff.
Oh, we have another caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, no, we don't.
Oh, they hung up.
Well, there you go.
For those of you who are listening, come up to the sub building in UBC at CITR, and we'll have some stuff packaged for Lucille and Mike. Thank you very much for calling in. That's awesome.
I don't know about telling everyone where we are. Some of these people might have a shiv or a gun, and I'm too young and pretty to die.
There may be some angry masseuses.
Basically, what we've learned, though, here today regarding the whole underwear and a massage thing, and I really like that Ed brought this topic up because it's caused a stir.
A stir.
You've struck a chord with the people on the UBC campus. And I think what we've basically come to understand is that everyone in this town is a whore and doesn't wear pants.
Okay.
Is that what...
I'm the only non-whore.
I think you just really wrapped it up there, Jay. Thank you very much. That was,
Wait, did I miss... Oh, I totally missed the point, didn't I? Well, whatever. You know what? Ed's going to come up with future subjects that are of interest and call in and give your opinion on them.
Matt likes not to wear underwear and eat hot dogs and bananas, so.
What?
It's true.
That is so not funny out of context. It just doesn't make sense.
It's just because we're talking about phallic symbols now. So
he's
bringing up the last time when you called in. And we're eating a hot dog and a banana at the same time.
Oh, wait. Let's see. I think I have it right here.
Massage, which I think it's kind of creepy. Although I do remember the first time I ever had a massage, I kind of wasn't really sure of how to operate on that level. But since then, I've learned definitely no underwear is better because I like a good butt massage. Hi. Could I get a hot dog, please?
Did you just say good butt massage? Can I get a hot dog, please?
Just a hot dog and a banana. Yeah, I'm at the airport right now.
There you go. Hot dog and a banana.
Can
good
I
butt
explain
massage.
Myself, please? Because, like,
airport
we were supposed
hot dog.
To do this segment when I was in Atlanta. So I called in from the airport kindly enough to, you know, give some input. And Ed recorded that. And I was at the airport and there was, like, nothing to eat. And I was hungover and all I had in front, I saw hot dogs. I was like, I'll have a hot dog. And then there's bananas. And I was like, oh, I'll have a banana for a little later. That would be great. And it just happened to be... Right after I said butt massage, and that just didn't go together well at all.
No.
Man, I don't even know. I don't even know what to say anymore. I don't even know. We've got 5 minutes left of this freaking hot mess.
I think we should try and call Jean Valjean and do Ed's gym tips segment.
Should we call this dude?
Yeah, let's call him up. Why don't you guys chit-chat, and I'll call him up.
Okay, you call him. Because basically, Ed, what we were talking before the show when we were having our production meeting, if you could call it that. Anywho, weren't we talking about how Ed goes to this gym and he goes to this trainer, and the trainer had crazy stories. Like, once a guy showed up wasted at the gym to meet his personal trainer.
Why would you go to the gym wasted?
It's, I don't know why.
Unless
it's called,
you're like
alcoholism.
Trying to hit on your trainer.
Oh, mate, was the trainer a girl?
No, it was a dude.
Oh,
it was a dude.
Well, that's kind of weird. Drunk. I mean, showing up. I mean,
so then Ed wanted
any
to do
sort
a
of physical activity
like,
makes me want to puke 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, definitely.
Add alcohol to the mix, and it's a definite.
Yeah, and I think you wanted to do something on like this sort of tales of the gym.
So why don't we talk to a trainer from Groundworks?
Oh, let's do okay. It. So this is John Beula from Groundworks.
Hey, John,
Athletics.
How's it going, man?
Good.
Good. So we were just talking about crazy trainer stories.
Mm-hmm.
What's the state that some of your clients have come into your gym, Groundworks, in? Like, drunk?
Or what's the craziest thing that's happened? Have you ever had a girl try to hit on you while you were, like, you know, helping her do squats?
A few things have happened, yeah. One of the craziest, we had a group of 3 people come in, and it was one of the clients' birthdays, and they were all completely hammered, so that was an interesting session.
Why is everybody getting drunk and going to the gym?
I don't know. I guess we've got a policy. You have to pay for your session if you don't show up on a cancellation, so maybe they just decided they wanted to.
John, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
How many sacks have you seen slip out of short shorts? Ball sacks.
There's only been one really bad incident, and we were kind of alerting the whole gym to that, and everyone was having a little peek. And
oh, no, did you hanging out, and the guy didn't even know?
No, and we just decided not to tell him. And that was,
you know what I hate?
Rough.
When I see a guy, like, trying to teabag the free weights when he's doing his thing. He's doing lunges, and, you know, like, it's just like, I'm just like, come on, man.
Or when you're getting spotted on the bench press.
Yeah,
like, come on. We don't need this. This is not what we need when we're trying to better our lives by being physically fit.
Yeah, well, you know, it can happen.
So, okay.
What other things?
People trying to get fit. What's the craziest exercise that you like, and what's the worst exercise that you don't like? Like, what do you hate to do, and what do you love to do?
Well, an exercise I hate, just pretty simple. I hate pull-ups.
Oh.
Yeah.
And chin-ups. Because you can work really hard at them, but you tend to not get better very fast, so I hate that exercise.
What are you loving?
I like just simple kind of exercises, like a squat to overhead press with an Olympic bar. It's pretty basic, but it's, I don't know, you get a lot out of it. You can kind of grunt your way through it, and it's a manly exercise.
Nothing like a squat press.
Now, I know that a lot of girls have problems with the underarm region. How can they keep that nice and firm?
Well, we spoke earlier about some possible myths in training, and that kind of moves right into it. Is there's no such thing as what's called spot reducing. You can't target areas where there's fat. You lose fat from your whole body. It doesn't matter what exercise you're doing. And some spots on your body are just a lot more stubborn than others.
Whoa.
So
there's
the flabby underarms.
Certain areas where, especially on women, on their arms and their hips, where. Well,
liposuction.
Yeah, basically, it might come down to that.
No way.
Yeah, it's really tough to lose fat from certain areas. It's just kind of the way it is.
So, okay, what's the big number one fitness myth? Like, you know, those infomercials where the people are like, yeah, come in, tilt, tuck, and tighten, and you'll be toned up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, my favorite is the ab lounge.
Yeah.
You can basically lie down.
Lying down and hardly burning any calories is not going to work.
It's like, who invented that? Because I want to buy it, but it's not going to do anything.
No, it's like, it's like the lazy man's dream, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, there you go. I can exercise while lying back and drinking a beer.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's not going to work. Well, another myth is changing muscle into fat. Changing fat into muscle. Fat doesn't morph into muscle. It kind of doesn't work that way, but people always talk about that.
Yeah, they're like, dude, this fat is just going to turn right into muscle after a couple weeks. I'm going to be ripped.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work.
How angry do you get at people when you're training them? Like, do you yell at them and punch them?
No, it's kind of not my style. We kind of like to keep our clients, but, you know, deep down inside, sometimes I'm thinking that.
Oh, yeah.
We had a session where I just opened a new studio, and when it was brand new, the very first session I ever trained in it, I trained this hockey player, and for whatever reason, he came. He had a few months off of the season, and he came to train and get ready for the next season. And he was a little bit out of shape, and he puked his guts out all over my brand new floor.
A little
disappointed. First training session ever in the new gym.
Did you make him clean it up?
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I know two people in this room who have puked after a training session. So I've been there, and I know that Hanson Anderson has also been there.
I puke after every training session. Something for you to look forward to, John.
I might puke right now just after all this talk about puke.
Okay, so...
John, wait. I have one more question for you.
Oh, gosh.
Who's got a better... Whose training regime was better, Rocky's or Dolph Lundgren?
Ooh, Universal Soldier.
Rocky's definitely... Leave the computer gadgets at home. Go old school.
Chop wood.
Chop wood. Lift some rocks. Do some wheelbarrow presses, and those are the best.
Yeah, because then you end up getting having old man strength, right? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
Like you're tough and strong, and you're fit and stuff, but you don't want to fight your dad because he's got old man strength.
Spent too much time on a wheelbarrow, and then you're in trouble.
Yeah, you shovel cow shit on a farm for the first 25 years of your life. That'll make you pretty strong.
Yeah,
it would. I've never shoveled cow shit in my life.
Okay, so John, your gym's on Granville Street in between Georgia and Robson.
Yep.
Groundwork Athletics.
Is there a website?
Do you got a web?
It's a private personal training studio. You can check us out at www.groundworkathletics.ca.
Awesome. I'm going to be going next week, and I'm really jazzed about it.
Yeah, I look forward to having you there.
You look forward to me puking on your floor.
And look for me wearing short shorts.
Take a mat bucket.
Not a problem. Whatever it takes to get you in.
There might be a little surprise.
Okay, John, thanks so much for calling in, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care, man.
Wow, we learned a lot about fitness just now.
Yeah, and
I just saw David J from African Rhythms, which is coming up in a few minutes.
Yeah, that's
down the hallway.
Next show.
So yeah, we're just hanging out, and we're gonna hang out and talk to you because we love our Hot Mess fans.
Why don't we play a couple tracks on a CD and then?
What CD would you like me to play, Mr. Handsome Manager? Oh, I got a song for you. We've played it a few times, I think. Oh, I don't actually. I lied.
Can we just do this one last time though?
Yeah. What?
Hotmess.org.
Check out the blog.
Check out the blog.
It's actually really entertaining.
You guys sound so enthusiastic about that, too.
Check out the blog.
It's crazy. It's awesome. I've got pictures of my niece up there drunk off chocolate cake.
All right, here's a little track. She was just here. She's hanging out. Here's a little Estelle.
Thank you all so much for listening. That's the show, hotmess.org. Check it.
Peace.
Bye.
Champion sound, yeah, Estelle, we